With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host Laizer Brody. Today's podcast is entitled The Jealousy Pandemic. During the course of my week, I speak to many people. This week, I paid attention to an interesting pattern. Even though the people I hear from are from a wide range of backgrounds and as different from one another as the sun and the moon, they all seem to have the same core emotion as the root of their common problem of feeling inexplicably down, depressed, or just in a sour mood. The men, they're frustrated, unfulfilled, and disappointed in themselves. Even the ones with nice marriages and steady incomes and many other blessings feel like they're unsuccessful. Well, the Torah-oriented guys are envious of their old learning partner from yeshiva, who's now a well-known dayan, a Rosh Yeshiva, while they're just rank-and-file kolo guys. And the business-oriented guys are envious of the ones that just sold their startup companies for $50 million, while they're eking out a living in their grocery store or in their pizza shop or whatever they're doing. Just for the record, the security of the Jewish people in the land of Israel depends on the rank-and-file kolo guys. And the Chofetz Chaim worked for a living. He didn't make his living from Torah, but from his grocery store. And even though I told them that, they weren't consoled much. Well, the women I heard from are no different. They also have a tendency to be down on themselves constantly. One is jealous of her neighbor's successful diet, that the neighbor went from a size 12 to a size 8, and she can't even seem to lose 1 ounce. Another one is jealous of a different neighbor whose husband takes her for a walk at nights while she walks by herself and doesn't seem to ever have one-on-one time with her husband. Her husband never takes her for a walk. But both of these ladies, the one that can't successfully diet and the one that seems to lack private time with her husband, each of them has more than 6 kids, while the women they're jealous of either has 1 child only or miscarriage after miscarriage. Funny, when I pointed out to them, they weren't consoled much either. Any objective observer will come to the conclusion that jealousy is a ridiculous emotion. What's worse, jealousy is a lot more rampant than coronavirus, and social distancing masks and washing your hands can't prevent jealousy. That's why I call jealousy a worse pandemic than coronavirus. Our sages in Pirkei Avot say that jealousy kills. Look what it did to Korach and the whole family, children, and everybody. Not only that, King Solomon says in Proverbs that jealousy makes a person's bones rot in the grave. So jealousy is worse than COVID-19 because it kills a person before death and keeps on killing him over time and time and again after death. Well, that's crazy. I'll prove to you how foolish jealousy is. It's a useless negative emotion that the evil inclination uses to disarm you, and it wastes a lot of your brain power, clarity, emotional energy, and self-composure. Worst of all, it gets you down on yourself, and in that respect, it wastes your life. Have you ever seen a carpenter who's jealous of a plumber? Never, you won't see that. The carpenters are happy as larks that they don't have to unclog drains and toilets like the plumbers do. Sure, the plumber has all types of monkey wrenches and tools that you won't find in the carpenter's toolbox. But you don't need a monkey wrench to build a table. The carpenter, he's not jealous of the plumber because he has his own job to do. Such tools as block planes and wood saws, lathes and nails are tools that no plumber will ever need. And if we look at the electrician's toolbox, we'll find tools that no plumber or carpenter has. The electrician, he can replace a burnt fuse, but he can't unplug a sink or build a table. So once you know what your task in the world is, your mission in the world, you're never going to be jealous of anybody. So how do you know what your task is? Look in your own toolbox. Look in your emotional toolbox, your own abilities, your own aptitudes. Look what you'll find inside. You'll find tools that Hashem gave you that no one else has. And by finding those tools, you help identify your own mission in your life and the best path to your own mission, to success. That's your own personal success, not somebody else's success. Do you realize what that means? It means that even your disadvantages are advantages, and I'll show you how. Imagine that a person's tone deaf. Well, his mission in life would not to be an opera singer. And if a person was severely nearsighted, then it's not such a good idea to dream of being a pilot for El Al or for the Air Force. Why? Because they lack the tools. If they lack the tools, then if you lack the tools to do something, then it's not your task in life. Being tone deaf or nearsighted, it won't bother you if your dream is discovering a cure to cancer or teaching special needs children how to read. The Creator gives each person what he or she needs to do their job in life. Why be jealous of somebody else? If somebody else has a plow and he's a farmer and you're an accountant, have you ever seen an accountant that needs a plow? Well, maybe this example seems ridiculous, but when we look at envy and jealousy through spiritual eyes, through eyes of Emunah, then they really are ridiculous. Look at your good points. Focus on your good points. They're the tools in your toolbox. Each is like a piece of a puzzle. Put them all together and you'll have a clear picture of what you're likely to succeed in. Once you piece together your good points, you'll see how the Creator is gently guiding you along your own special path to perform your own special mission in life. And once you find that path, you're going to be heading straight for happiness and big-time fulfillment. So it's about time you got to know your wonderful self and to perform your own unique mission in life. Every person has their own toolbox, just like they have their own pair of shoes. Nobody ever thinks of borrowing somebody else's shoes, because our shoes assume the individual contour of our feet. Even if somebody else has the same shoe size that we do, their shoes won't be comfortable if we wear them. That's why we're most comfortable when we carry our own toolbox and wear our own shoes, and not to try and walk in somebody else's shoes or carry their toolbox. Keep that in mind, and don't ever compare yourself to anyone else. Don't ask yourself all types of questions that rob you of your self-confidence, your self-image, your inner peace, and your happiness in life. Don't ever say, why can't I be like John Doe? And why is Tony Ploney or Mary Sari more successful than I am? Why is my sister-in-law so neat and organized and I just can't see? Don't ask yourself those questions. Ask yourself one question only. This is the only question you ever need to ask yourself, is what is the job the Creator wants me to do? So this year, focus on being your wonderful self and don't try to be anyone else, and you'll really be happy. And with that, you got my blessings for the very best year of your life. Amen.